L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hello out there, and welcome to the Danny
and Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. Today, we're going to be talking about our research and how people live in DR and what our Punta Cana life will look. Right, Danny?
Yes, there's a lot of things that we've been researching out because we already know. And some we experienced while we were there last time. And there's still things that we're working on that we will love to either get help from people that are watching this or listening to the podcast. Eventually we probably will find out while we're living in Dominican Republic. So any help will be great. But we'll mention it here briefly.
Yeah. And we've been in this journey for what, over 2 years now, Danny?
2 years. 2 years. Yeah. It's something that feels like it's getting closer, like it's almost happening. But it feels really good to learn more about things, the way, you know, how people live over there. And there's a lot of things that we need to learn also of, like, how it is to become a resident and other stuff. So we're going to be talking about it later. But yeah, it feels really, really good though, Ree.
It does. And I will say thank you to all of our new subscribers. Welcome. We're right now at 637, which is insane. So thank you all for everybody who's been following along on their journey, sharing it with people. Please continue to tell other folks about this, because we know that people are curious. They maybe want to just see what it's like to go through this process, and we want to share it. So please spread the word. Our goal is to get to 1,000 subscribers. So, help us out with that, and continue to talk about the podcast with everybody that you think might be interested in what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. We are going to keep sprinkling in stuff about gaming and working for ourselves and all of that. But really, this is the biggest thing that we can think about right now.
So yes.
This is what we're talking about. So Danny and I have been looking through YouTube channels and transition guides and expat journeys for, like I said, the better part of our relationship, honestly. So there's a few things that we've kind of figured out and have at least an intention of a plan for. And there's some things that we still need a little bit of help with and are on our list of things to keep researching. And of course, there's other stuff that we're completely unaware of. So because we've seen a lot of folks in the comments wanting to help out, wanting to jump into this journey with us and figure out things alongside us, we decided to just throw it all out here in a podcast. Like, we're going to be pretty transparent about how this move will happen for us. And we want other people to help learn along with us and to teach each other. And if you're just, curious about what it would look like to really leave one country and become binational, which is essentially what we're doing, we'll be in the States quite a bit, but our home will be in DR. This is how you do it, right? So this is what we feel like we know. Let's start with that.
Yes.
In no particular order.
Yeah, I think the big one, Ree, is electricity. Electricity. Now, I do have to mention something about electricity. It's a different in different parts of the Dominican Republic. We're moving to Punta Cana. So Punta Cana, the prices is very different there. Also, depending on the area that you live in Punta Cana. So there's Cap Cana, there's Punta Cana Village, there's also just Punta Cana, there's Vista Cana. So depending on where you live, the prices is going to be very, very, like, very different when it comes to that. So the good thing is the power doesn't go out. Typically, other parts of DR still have those issues, right? But their electric bill, monthly bill, is a lot cheaper compared to the places we're going to live. So that's something that Ree and I, we were like, we got to figure this out, because we have a lot of electronics. That's a lot of stuff that we use for work, for business, and also for pleasure. You know, we play a lot of video games, so we have our consoles and so on. Plus, I want to import my car over there, which is an EV car. I would love to charge it at the house, like how much it is. Plus, the AC in Dominican Republic, because the temperature is really hot. We're going to have it on. We're going to have fans. So we were like, we got to figure this thing out. So I know Rihanna, a couple weeks ago, found out this breakdown of how the electric bill works depending on the size of your home. And I was very impressed. I was like, all right, Ri, that's good. So you want to go with that, Ri? The one that you discovered?
Yeah, so I'll break it down. And this is shout out to all of, there's so many, but like, shout out to the residents of Punta Cana Facebook group for having such great discussions about real cost of living, all of the different topics we're going to touch on today. A lot of our research has come from other people on Facebook. So that has been really useful. And this one, I'm not going to throw a name out there because we didn't ask for permission, but this person gave an incredible breakdown. And it's what we're kind of using as our baseline. I will give a quick disclaimer. We live in Southern California, right? We're in an expensive place right now for electricity. We pay, I would say, high season around $250, $300 per month.
No. High season? That's like regular season. High season? 500 plus.
Yeah.
That's summer, which always
that's
use
for every 2 months. So I'm halving it because we pay our bill every 2 months.
You're right.
So I'm somewhere around $250, $300 a month for electricity now. And we're in a three-bedroom, three-bath house. We, of course, have both of our recording studios here. We have all our consoles. It doesn't get as hot here, but we also use heat in the winter. So just to give a baseline, we're paying, let's say, somewhere on the high end, around $300 a month for electricity where we live now, the way we live now. Mm-hmm. So for Punta Cana, not all of DR, Punta Cana specifically. Daily consumption is about, if you assume, it's about 1.5 kilowatt hours and you do 24 hours a day, which is about 36 kilowatt hours total. Then the cost per day would be in Dominican pesos around $21.90 per kilowatt hour. Mm-hmm. So that's somewhere around 788 Dominican pesos a day. It's about 15 bucks, right? 13, 15 bucks. Depends on the exchange rate. But I'm always going to just err on the higher side for these type of calculations because if it's less, we're pleasantly surprised. So for a monthly total of 30 days, that puts you at about $23,640 for month, which is somewhere between $390 and $420 US dollars per month. So that's just for running the AC, like, constantly. It's going to be higher when you add like the refrigerator, a clothes dryer.
Yeah.
If you're adding all of our consoles and our computers and the lights and the cameras and everything else. So if you add that stuff, which is obviously not as much as your AC, but significant, assume it's $500 US a month. That's a lot. And like we know that. So somebody else in this same thread in Facebook said for their four bedroom villa in December, which, you know, was a colder month for DR, they paid around $250 US. So in the summertime, they pay somewhere around $300, $350. But I'm assuming that those folks aren't running as much equipment as we are. So that's why we, again, up it to maybe more like $400, $500 US a month. Now, that sounds too high, I would assume, to most people. That's very real and very reasonable. But for us, that could be offset by all of the money we're saving in a lot of other ways. And we'll get to some of that in this conversation. But also, we plan on getting solar. And maybe not day one, but that is an investment that we want to make because, you know, we want long term to have less impact on the grid as people who are coming in from another country. And also we are trying to cut that cost a little bit. And Danny, we've heard directly from a Punta Cana resident how they've set up solar and how much they've saved, right?
Yes, they save a lot of money. I can't remember exactly the numbers, but I remember, let's just say it was like, I don't know, 30 something thousand pesos, let's just say, right? Like just a regular monthly bill, right?
Which is high.
Which everybody, this person has their AC on a lot and all that stuff, right? But when they got solar panels, and I can't quite remember how many panels, because
I think they said 15. It was in the teens.
14, 13, something like that.
Yeah.
It dropped dramatically. It dropped like, yo, they were paying like $100-something a month, maybe 90. It depends.
Yeah, they say it dropped to like somewhere around like a few thousand pesos.
Yeah, I was like, what? It was very, very cheap. But here's the thing. This person also mentioned like, yo, they have the AC on all day. But also, it depends. If it's by themselves, it's a lot cheaper. But when they have guests, you know, AC and so on, lights, it goes up a lot more. So, but it's still cheap having solar panels. Now, I know every time I bring up solar panels, people automatically would think about United States prices. It's way cheaper to get solar panels in Dominican Republic. Way, way cheaper than here. So.
For sure. And this is something that we're talking about with our builder. And we'll have some exciting news about that relationship very soon. But they have assured us it's possible and we can do it and we can set the house up to take all of that electricity from the solar panels. We will probably get a backup battery just in case. And that would also help feed the EV charger, like Dandy is saying, for the car. So electricity is high. We know we have some mitigation plans and we're also just willing to accept it. That's one of the things that you get as a trade-off. Not everything is cheaper and better when you move. So it's something that we're aware of and we're planning for.
Yeah.
The next kind of chunk of stuff is like daily life management, right? So our HOA, which we know for where we're moving specifically, we have one HOA. Some places in the neighborhood are moving to have two, one for the larger community and one for their complex. We only have one. And it's $200. So
that's pretty
comparable to a lot of places in California. And what the HOA covers is actually pretty extensive. I don't have the full list in front of me, but it's things like trash removal, obviously cleaning up everything on the streets, keeping the lights running for your security guard salary, for all of the fumigation and bug repellent that they spray regularly. Like, we hardly saw any insects in the house. It was mostly little cute little geckos.
Mosquitoes. Mosquitoes here and there.
And a few mosquitoes here and there. You can't get rid of them. And of course, you want pollinators. So all of that is to be expected and absolutely fine with us. But no tarantulas, no scary bugs. I didn't have any freak out moments in the middle of the night like I have in other places. Mm-hmm. So it covers a lot. And the HOA is actually very accessible as well. And I appreciate that, because if there's ever any issues or services you want to consider adding or things that need to be addressed or fixed, like maybe the arm of a gate isn't working the right way, they handle it. And it also covers security, which is huge for us, as we've talked about in other videos. So with that HOA, two of the things that we're really like comfortable with and we've wrapped our heads around finally is trash. It sounds silly, but it's a big deal. It happens every day that you have to figure out where your trash is going. And where we're living, it comes 3 times a week, which is so cool. It comes Tuesday, really cool. Thursdays, and Saturdays. And if we want to recycle, we have to take that recycling to a facility. But other than that, everything is handled. And that's pretty darn cool. The other thing is there is no mail that comes directly to the house. And I'll put a quick pin in that because I want to come back to how that changes things. But on the other side of that, our packages can come to a mail center that's at the front of our community. And we just drive up to the front and get our packages. It's pretty cool, right, Danny? Like,
yes. But talking about that, because people are like, oh, so you're going to have a regular mail and then we'll go there? No. So we've been talking to a lot of companies that have been sending us items all the time. We get packages all the time.
All the time.
I get, you know, like recently, I got some stuff from Razer. Asus sent me the Xbox Ally X, and they sent you the Ally. So we have to figure out, okay, how can we get these packages over there, right? So there's different cargo companies over there in Dominican Republic where, let's say you sign up, and I think this one that makes the most sense, the one you mentioned, Ree, because it's closest to us, you'll get a Miami address. And that Miami address, anyone, any company or anybody, or let's say you want to buy Amazon packages, they'll go to that address, and then it will go to the cargo company, and they'll ship it to Dominican Republic and Punta Cana. And when we go and pick it up, the only thing that we have to pay is per pound. I think maybe taxes too. I can't quite remember, but I know per pound.
I think it's over a certain amount.
Oh, sorry, Ma. I think it's like if it's over 200, 300, you have to pay taxes on that, something like that. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's great because, you know, we order a lot of stuff, especially Ray, you know, so I think that's something that's going to help us to get access to that packages now. There's some items, if you order, let's say Amazon, because there is an Amazon warehouse over there. It's already located there. Those items, they will directly ship it and drop it off at your house. Or let's say, because we're thinking of also getting Starlink, let's say, right? It's actually cheaper, by the way. It's cheaper in the Dominican Republic than the States. I think it's like $50 or $100 cheaper to actually get the device. That also will get shipped to your house. Like, you know, so there's certain things that will... they'll ship it there, and there's certain things that we need the cargo company to handle our stuff, especially for the stuff over here in the States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and kind of going along with that same thought process, coming back to that pin I dropped in not having a mailbox, which is just not a thing in Punta Cana, I really love that we can do virtual mail, and we will have a permanent address in the United States still, and that our mail can be scanned and sent to us. And if we need a hard copy, we can get it when we come back because we'll probably be traveling back at least every month or you know, have it forwarded to us. But this is maybe another quality of life change that I'm super excited for. I have a little bit of mail anxiety. I have mail anxiety from, you know, getting alarming mail in you know, our mailbox. And also I have email anxiety. It sounds so goofy, but it's true. It's something I've talked with about previous managers when I was full time. Like both the amount of things in my inbox and the urgency that I'm expected to have whenever I get something in the mail or in an email is a little overwhelming sometimes. That's one of those quality of life things and the slower pace of DR and islands and the Caribbean that I am so excited for, because it'll, my nervous system just doesn't need to be on high alert every time I go to the mail or every time I check my email. So I'm really happy about that. So yeah.
It's exciting. It's very
exciting. It's exciting. Like if you want to get to me, like you can, but it's like I don't have to be on high alert every time I'm going outside, which is nice for lots of reasons. The third thing that's sort of HOA adjacent is where we're living. We're in a school district, obviously. Well, maybe not obviously. We're in a school district where we're living, and the school there is so good. And I'm so excited about this. And Danny, you and I obviously prioritize the well-being of our child maybe above everything else. And the school that she will be attending, we get a discount on tuition because we live in that area. And it's about $8,000 per kid-ish. You know, it goes up, it goes down, you get discounts, we'll get a discount, things like that. But the school is accredited internationally. It's bilingual. It's a Christian school. Like, when I look through all of these different Facebook groups we've joined, almost everybody recommends it as the first one when they're talking about schools and other people are looking for recommendations. Like, it feels so good to know that we are making this change in our life, and part of the community we're moving to is so invested in kids. And that is, it's almost a priceless thing for me. Like, no matter what the tuition was, I would pay it. And the fact that it's less than what we'd pay for private school here, like, it can't be beat.
Yeah, not only that, but I'm also excited for our daughter to learn other languages besides English and Spanish. That's something that I always been thinking about for a very long time, because you know, there's a lot of Europeans that also lives over there, so like why not learn French, Italian, you know, things like that. So yeah, being more than just bilingual, I think that's a huge, huge plus the activities, all the things that she could do over there, you know, sports and dance and so many other things. I think that's going to be really cool for her to experience that in DR.
Yeah. And again, all within, because the HOA covers all these things, like there's just so many free things you could do, like go to the beach every day or like go to the pool or like go to the gym. Like there's a gym, like all of that stuff is just included, which is so cool. The next kind of area that I'll talk about is insurance and healthcare. And
that's a big one.
That's a big one. And of course, it's one of the first things we had to figure out, because next to our housing expenses, healthcare is next biggest expense we have. And this was before we had a bunch of medical bills. Like, just insurance as independent independent business owners is, I'll just say it, it's almost $2,000 a month for our family.
That's rent.
We go to see anybody.
That's rent for people, some people. That's insane.
It's more than a car note. It's more than all of our debt. Like, it's more than everything. And it's got to be paid every month out of a debit account. Like, you can't, like, you shouldn't but put it on credit if you can't avoid it. And I know it's something that's a very sensitive topic for a lot of people. It's sensitive to us. It's something that has gone up in the last couple of months because of politicians and their decisions. So it's a heavy, heavy weight on our family and something we don't want to pay as much as we're paying.
I want us to save money. That's just...
We want to save money. And of course, medical professionals deserve to be compensated for all of the work they do. But I worked in healthcare and this system is not ideal. It's just not. There are a lot of problems. This isn't the podcast to get into all of that. But what I'm really excited about when we go to DR, yes, there is a public health system as well as private. And we will absolutely be using the private healthcare system in Punta Cana. The insurance that we're probably going to go with is Humano. And they have policies for families like ours. We could pay $300 a month to get everything we would need covered. And there is, I don't know how you would possibly not do that if you had the choice, right?
And that's local, right? Not international included?
That's for in-country. And so anything we need internationally, we could add more to our policy. It would still be less than a third of what we pay now to have coverage in Japan and Switzerland and back in America and everywhere we would possibly go to see our friends and family and do work, we would be covered. And that's just not in our budget here, period. Like, we couldn't afford that here. And so to have more coverage, just as good a care, and more freedom for less money is a no-brainer.
Oh, no-brainer. Yeah. I wasn't happy when we were in Dominican Republic and we got back to the States and we had to check out our meal. That was one of the first meals that we opened. And it said,
your price
increase.
Is going up.
Price increase. I'm like, yo, this is a sign for us to get the hell out. Like, this is too much. Like, I love the States. I mean, we're all here. You know, we're from here and everything. I love it. But come on, $2,000 a month? Additionally, like, not even counting mortgage and all that. Like, that's a lot of money. And
it's a lot of money. And for anybody saying that we could pay less here, duh. But I have a lot of pre-existing conditions. We both have glasses. We have, like,
Dental.
We've been going through some things as a family that require a lot of medical attention. So it's incredibly important for us to have full coverage. And we don't even have the most expensive one. Truthfully, we have like a silver plan and it goes all the way up to gold and platinum. But yeah, it's just too pricey. And we don't have subsidized health insurance through a company that we work for. So yes, that is another choice we've made, but it is what it is. This is where we are. We should be able to get a better deal, and we will when we move. So that's exciting. Another kind of sub point underneath that is like the other insurances people have here in the States. So car insurance, life insurance, home insurance. Car insurance is separate. We can add that. It's not that expensive. I think it's less than $100 a month in DR, and specifically the plan that we would probably add to our Humano policy. But for life insurance, we already have policies. They're separate. We'll probably keep them, you know, as long as Violet is a kid. We'll probably keep those policies just in case.
Yep.
And then home insurance is usually wrapped up in part of your mortgage. And that's something that's a little bit different in Dominican Republic than it is here. And we, again, are going to talk to our our mortgage brokers and the bank and our lawyers to figure out how we wrap that up into that policy. So all of that is taken care of. And again, all of it for significantly less. And when you say, oh, the electricity is expensive or this and that, it's like, yeah, but other stuff offset it by an exponential amount so that we're not going to let that be a make or break for us.
Yep. Yep. I that's the part that people need to understand. Like, we live in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And it's very expensive over here. So going to DR and us doing the research of like monthly bills and everything, and we saw the amount that we're going to be saving, I'm like, a no brainer. It makes sense for us to make this move. You know, uh-huh. even though, yes, certain things might get expensive. And even this too, Ree, like, and we haven't talked about this, but if we want to buy import stuff once in a, you know, at the supermarket, that,
yeah.
those prices adds up, you know?
For
so
sure.
I was mentioning this to people, like, if you go to DR, even if it's like you're living over there or you're visiting and you use your credit card or debit card at the supermarket, let's just say, or any other place, always use the local currency, because that's how you're also going to be saving money. If you put mm-hmm. the dollar instead of pesos, they will charge you a little bit more extra, and that adds up. So that's something that it's good to know while living over there or visiting in Dominican Republic, you know, so. But yeah, this is a great list, Ree. This is a pretty good list.
Really good list. And a lot of this has come from us researching, but a good amount of it from just talking to people and just being there and, mm-hmm. and chatting with folks, like while we're sitting at the beach or at the restaurant or at a meetup for expats. Like the community of knowledge sharing is so strong where we're going. And I am so grateful for all of the people who have been supportive and reached out to us. And thank you again to each and every one of you. It's made this so much less scary because it's not like we're doing it on our own. Like, we have other people's experiences to learn from, and that's made all the difference. Mm-hmm. Now, there are a few things that we're still figuring out. Like, we haven't gotten all of it just settled, and all we have to do is press go. We know a few of those things, and maybe there's some spots where we need some help identifying gaps, but this is the stuff we know we need to still work on. So I'll just kind of run through this a little quickly because we don't have as much to say about it. Mm-hmm. But we know that shipping our stuff is like a big deal. Obviously, it's going to be a big expense. It's a one-time expense, but there's a combination of like stuffing things into our luggage when we take that final flight versus putting stuff on a shipping container and sending it that we're still going to have to work out.
Yeah, and that also, I know it's only one time we have to do that. But we also have to find out like which is like the best or the most decent company that we could use to ship from Los Angeles. This allows more options in the East Coast when you go like New York, Jersey, Boston, Miami, and so on. But we're in Los Angeles. We have to figure out how we're going to ship it from the West Coast to the East and then from the East to the Dominican Republic. Yeah, we have to learn that. So any advice, please feel free to let us know. Because I know there's people been moving from like Texas and other places in the United States besides the East Coast, and they mm-hmm. figure it out. So I know we'll eventually find the right company to work with, you know. So I know the majority of them do go all the way to Fort Lauderdale, because I think that's when the majority of the shipping containers, the ships are located at, and they have the containers there. You know, and even cars and so on, but it's from there, you know. So we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, and like clearly it's possible. And like we know that a little bit of stuff, like Danny's saying, we know we need to have a car that's less than 5 years old. Like there's a few things that we have kind of started figuring out, but as far as who to go with as a shipping company, we're still identifying the best fit for us.
Yeah, I know you briefly mentioned cars. Like that's something that I'm trying to figure out. Like where I could, which company would be the perfect one.
If we have to drive it somewhere.
Yeah. The thing is, shipping a car and shipping our stuff, like moving, is two different companies, because it's a company that's just specialized in cars. But like, I know, like you said about the cars can't be more than 5 years old. Also, when you get over there, you have to have like a car insurance right away and all these other things before picking up your car, because they will not allow you to take out your car if you don't have those stuff prepared, you know. But there's other things that I still need to research on to figure that out for the car, you know. But it's exciting. It's exciting.
And then another thing for the car, really quick before we move on to the next thing that we're still working on. We do know that you have to have a driver's license if you want to drive there more than 30 days since you arrived. So like
90 days.
Sorry, 90 days. You can drive there for 90 days without a driver's license. You can be there for 30 days without paying a return fee when you go back to a different country.
So let me correct you one little thing. So
okay.
we have driver license here. And that's other people that foreigners that will come from another country, they have their driver license.
Right.
That it's okay to use over there
for 90 days.
Up to 90 days. Now, let's say it's day 89 and you go to Miami and you come back. It resets back again to 90 days, no matter what, you know? So, but there is a local driver license and there's an international driver license that we have to figure out once we're there. We have to figure that out. And most likely we'll do that in Higüey or Punta Cana, you know, once we're there. But at least we have 90 days. And if we look, even I think if we go to Puerto Rico or the or United States, it resets. So that's cool. That's like a quick trip.
Yeah. So like I said, there's a couple things we figured out, but not all of it.
Yeah.
The next bit that we're not 100% done figuring out is how to start a business over there, which we absolutely intend to do. We have our corporation here. We were filed. DNR Media Consulting is part of an S-Corp here in the States. That will continue. But for DR, if we plan to expand another operation there, we know we need an accountant and we know we need a lawyer. Those are two things that we are already kind of starting to feel around for. And we love working off a personal recommendation. So far, it has been the best way to get connected in DR and specifically in Punta Cana. And it's been working out great for us based on our progress. So that is kind of like one of the next up for us to start researching and making connections on is who can help us set up what is the equivalent of either a division of DNR or an LLC separate. We don't know, but that's part of the stuff that we need to talk to people about over there, lawyer and accountant. And we're excited to get that started. Probably once we're there is more appropriate. Like from here, there's really nothing we're going to be starting up anytime soon. So probably in the next year. But if you got any recommendations, shoot them our way. We'd love to start talking to them now, I guess.
And one thing that we learned about having a business over there briefly is you pay monthly the taxes. It's not like here in the States you pay once a year. Is that something I was like, wait, what? I had no idea. So we learned that a couple months ago. So
yeah, and we would only pay on taxes on profit earned through that company, not through what we're earning from the States. So we pay taxes for the States and the States, we pay taxes for DR and DR, and there's no double taxation, which is great. We love that. Mm-hmm. We love that. And then the last kind of area that we're still working on figuring out is what to do with the kid in the house, right? So, you know, we probably will need some kind of nanny or babysitter at some point, somebody to help us cook and clean, because again, that is fairly standard in Punta Cana. It's something that we are looking forward to as part of that lifestyle adjustment where everything isn't just on me and Danny, because we are working a lot. We'll be traveling a lot. Like, we need more help in our house. And that's something we want to pay for. And we love the fact that we have a community around us that is that's something that it'll support. And finding that person obviously won't happen until we get there. And every once in a while, we might want a date night. And maybe our friends and family are busy. And it would be good to find somebody that we trust with our family and with our child. So that's another one. And then, of course, where does she go when she's not at school? She's obviously going to spend a lot of time with us at home, but we want her to socialize. And let me tell you, Violet is a very social kid. And I know she's going to be in all kinds of activities. So that's further down the line as she gets older. But we're really excited to figure out, you know, what kind of summer programs she can do and what, you know, after school sports she's going to get into. And all of that will come with time. But those are the things that we're still working on researching so we know what's out there and what our options are.
We went to Punta Cana summer of last year, and we were walking around. They were showing us like different places, and one of the places that we went, they had a summer camp. I think it was for that time, and we saw like a little group of kids. I'm like, oh, Violet could do that, you know, when she gets a little older, you know. So, but I do want to mention this because I think this is something that I've been trying to work on for a while, and I'm still trying to figure out some things. I know the basics, but I have to call the consulate over, actually here in Los Angeles, Dominican Republic, have an office here where you could do a lot of paperwork, government paperwork, and especially for us to become citizens. So like, I have the paperwork and everything. Now, there was an issue that I had no idea what was happening. We learned about this while we were in Dominican Republic back in December. The government in Dominican Republic where they were redesigning the cellular. That's like the ID.
Yeah.
In Dominican Republic, right? And they just redesigned it. I just saw some images and videos recently on TikTok that just popped up on my feed. It's crazy. It just randomly popped up. And when I went to get my citizenship a couple months back here in Los Angeles, they said it wasn't available until a certain time. I didn't know why. They said maybe October, maybe November. I had no idea. But then our friend of ours told us that a lot of people were having issues because their ID is expired, but they're waiting for the new design. So it just came out a week ago, and hopefully I could now make the move, not only for me to become citizen over there, dual citizenship. For me, I also want to get for Ree and also for our daughter, Violet. So automatically I could get in because I'm Dominican American. But Ree, she's married to me, then it will be easy for her to get it, and also Violet because she's also Dominican. So that's something that I had to learn behind the scenes. I just didn't know how the process worked. But your parents were born over there, and they have all the paperwork, their birth certificate, celula, they give that to you, and you could also turn that into becoming citizen in the Dominican Republic. So I'm very excited to do that. Very excited.
Yeah. Can't wait. It's exciting.
Yes.
So to be clear, it's a cellula, not a passport. So
cellula, not passport. But they use cellula to travel. They use cellula to travel.
You can use that to travel. And also, like I said before, it helps you avoid paying a fee when you spend more than 30 days there.
Yes.
When you leave, you don't have to pay that fee.
And it's cheap to feed. If it's like a year, it's not like crazy money. It's like $100, it depends. But I mean, if it's multiple of us being
there
for...
It's like however many dollars per month you're there, basically.
Yeah.
Or per week you're there. It is what it is.
It's not that bad, but yeah.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. we're really... No, I mean, I was saying, like, we're really excited to keep learning and figuring out all the things we need to know. Clearly, this isn't everything we will need to know about whatever happens, like who to call in an emergency, or we do know who the power company is for our area. So, like all of those little things, getting a handyman that will regularly come help. Like we're working on all that stuff. Those are things we know we need to do. But for the basic needs of the management of life, we're working on it, and I think we're getting pretty good at finding answers when we have questions. But if there's any questions we're not asking that we need to ask, throw them in the comments. Let us know. We'll add it to our list. We have all of this written down. We're trying to be as organized and as responsible as we can, because I know it's one thing to get up and go, like just get up and leave. And I admire people who can do that. But Danny and I are planners. So
we got
a lot of stuff we got to do first.
I'm very excited, Ree, because I know researching is a lot of work, but we've been calm, watching videos, going online, researching and so on, plus talking to people that moved to Dominican Republic, how it is getting a bank account. Like, we've been learning through experiences. I think that's like the best thing is recommendations, like you said, from other people, like which is like the right bank or where is like the right place.
Bank account, setting up utilities, like all that stuff.
Utilities, all that stuff. And also like the internet, there's different ways. It's not only just the local company. There's also Starlink. So there's things that we're learning, and we're still deciding which ones are the ones that makes more sense for us, So we're going to be there eventually, but I'm very excited that we've been working together and learning things at this, at the same time. So it's exciting. It's very exciting for this big move.
Yeah. With that, I guess I'll just say once again, thank you for everybody who's been sharing content, who's been supporting us and commenting. Let's get to 1,000 subs, y'all. Let's get up there, because we can do a lot more cool things once we do. And that's the plan. A lot more cool things coming up.
Yes, yes.
Some of the coolest things we maybe ever do. So, yeah.
Please continue. Not only subscribe, but please like the video. Put the notification in there too, and continue watching the videos, because watch hours helps us a lot too, to get to our goal. But whatever you guys could do to help us out, that would be really, really great, man. So, and any questions, please feel free to comment under the comment section below, and will help us out too.
Yeah,
really appreciate the support.
Please comment.
Please. We get, like, looking at the amount of people that have been watching that are not subscribers is pretty high. So, come on, guys.
It is. Just click the button, please.
Give us some love. All right. Anything else free?
We promise not to spam you.
Yeah. Anything else free?
That's it. Just keep tuned in. We have some things that we're going to discuss really soon, so you don't want to miss it.
Yeah. Can't wait. All right, guys. Until next time. We're out. Bye.
Bye.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.